It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being affiliated with a charity slave auction in the year 2020. Not a good thing to be. You can join the chat room. I don't know who's going to monitor. Joe might monitor. Pip has a weird computer. Go to davincomedy.com. It's the Den Pen. Click live. Boom, you're in that. You can watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live. That seems to be where more of the action has been lately, although I don't know. I don't check it. I got enough shit to run. Maybe Joe will check it. Maybe Pip will check it. I'll check it after the show, probably. Audio is better for the show on davincomedy.com. It's not bad on Facebook Live, though, if you like to see our shiny faces. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the man of who now owns another tchotchke related to the sea life, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
How's it going?
It's going fantastic. And the woman with the tangled hair to match the tangled web she weaves, Pip Helix. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
How is everybody? Good?
Good, good, good.
Good, all right.
As well as COVID provides.
Ah, well, some states are better than others. On the show,
yes.
Mississippi votes to change their state flag and get the Confederate flag off. Why the fuck not? You're just last as always, Mississippi. School of Fools, where a black student no longer wants to represent General Robert E. Lee on her track jersey. And she has a lot of support from students and parents in the community. The school board, not so much. Mock slave auctions for fundraisers and charities. Not so good anymore. Who knew? Let's see. In South Carolina, a master bedroom is now a primary bedroom. Walmart is selling all types of Lives Matter shirts. You got your Irish Lives Matters, your Homeless Lives Matters, your Blue Lives Matters, your Black Lives Matters. They're getting a controversy on that. And we'll try to figure out what the deal is with my newest scammer, Carolyn. She had people puzzled last week. Maybe she's not a scammer. What's her angle? She's unlike any other we have dealt with before, so we will delve into that. So I've been out and about as much as one could be without being too much out and about, because you're really not supposed to go out that much in New York, and that's why we have bent the curve and broke that bitch, because that's how New York do, unlike these other fucking states. Oh, it's a liberal thing. Oh, look at them. They're getting it because they're liberals, because it says, fuck you, rest of the country. New York's got this shit on lockdown. Literally, on lockdown, just like New Jersey and Connecticut, because we're locking shit up. But I am a little bit troubled. So I was out running some errands, and the places where you can run errands, and there's more of those places where you can run errands, and I am seeing more and more people. In my region, we used to know how to do something that was very simple, very basic. We used to know how to wear a mask. I am seeing more people incorrectly wearing masks. People that work in these stores incorrectly wearing a mask where it's below their nose. I mean, really, motherfuckers? How difficult is it? There's three holes to close on your face. Three holes. That's all that has to be closed. Two nostrils and your goddamn mouth. Put it on, you dumb motherfuckers. But I'm too big of a pussy to say anything. We've established that. So I just, like, take a wide berth. I need to travel with Joe, who yells at people preaching the gospel in the frozen food section at the supermarket. That's what I need to be more like Joe when it comes to this shit. I need to be like Pip Helix at a goddamn concert. Hey, you, three rows up, sit your fucking fat ass down. I'm trying to watch a concert over here. These guys are going to die of COVID-19 soon because they're 75. Sit down, fat ass. So you guys have cojones and balls. I'm a fucking pussy. I just let them pull. What?
But you know how stupid people are? I went to the beach on Sunday. And I'm sitting there, and this family comes by, and they set up right in front of me. Now, with that being said, it's a public beach. You know, it is what it is. However, they kind of were a little too close, where their kids were like right at the 6 foot mark. You know, and I didn't say anything because I know they're stupid and what's the point. But I wound up moving my blanket over. You know, for the simple reason, wouldn't you have common sense? You're setting up. Shouldn't you move it a little forward?
See, you know. See, here's the solution. Where I lack cojones, I make up for an ingenuity. I do not have the cojones to say anything, but what I will do, if I feel somebody's a little too close, I'll fucking shoot a snot rocket at them. I will pull down the mask, and we will test those 6 feet, because I will penetrate their imagined fortress of solitude, and there will be my COVID fucking booger germs in, and then they will fucking move, and I will not have had to say a word. That is the solution, boys and girls.
I was sitting there, and I'm like, first of all, I'm like, really? You're sitting right up in front of me? And then I realized it's Robin Moses. It's not Joe's Beach, you know? So I'm like, all right. But then I'm sitting there, and I'm watching these kids come too close, and I'm like, am I overreacting? And I go, you know what? I think they're close. So I'm like, you know what? I go, for peace of mind, I'm going to move over. And they didn't, you know, they could care less, but I'm not looking for their sympathy either. But it's just how stupid people are. I really hate people.
Well, Joe. I will say this. You can share this story here, because when it comes to masks, this is your safe space. But the company you keep would normally call you a pussy and yell at you for taking such precautions. But here, sir, we applaud you for being safe, and we feel you made the right decision. The responsible decision, Joe. Kudos to you, pal.
Yes, no, seriously. That was smart.
But the beach, I tell you, the beach, you can't go into the shower. The concession is closed. You go into the bathroom, and there's yellow caution tape all over. It's like you're like trying to take a leak in a docking video. You know, it's like, the doctor come out. Ding, dong, ding, dong. You know, I'm like, holy cow.
Hey, Joe, can we turn you up a little bit? Can you? Is there a way to make yours closer? Because you're much lower than Pip and I want the people to hear all your genius this evening.
I'm coming through fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, kids are very, like, they're just like walking Petri dishes. And so if anybody was going to be closer to your blanket on the beach, you don't want the kids to be the ones. Because, I mean, unlike Davin, who is using his most unsanitary snot rocket distancing tool, most people are wearing masks that... If you cough or sneeze or you're just breathing heavy like I tend to do, you're not sending those, like, you know, little rockets of bacteria and virus at everybody around you. But kids are just like, you know, they don't.
Kids are stupid. They don't know.
Listen. They don't know. I would keep those, you know, little pie eaters far away from me. Jam hands.
Listen, you guys better enjoy going outside now, because I got news for you. That shit is not going to last long. I've been saying since New York went on lockdown and the rest of the state was like, nah, we're good. We got this. I said, we're going to get the curve down. We're going to get it under control in this region. And all these motherfuckers are going to do what they want. And then the shit's going to come back and we're going to be back on lockdown. I told my wife, I go, if you guys want to get a haircut, I would do it soon, because that shit ain't lasting for long. Enjoy the beach now.
You're not wrong.
It depends where you go. Because like governors set up a side room. It's like their third room at the main club. And what they did was they set it up outside. It's actually outside with a cover. And I went to hang out on Saturday night, and they did a pretty good job. They're doing very good with social distancing, and everybody's wearing masks and stuff like that. So, you know, I think you should be able to keep that going.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I only saw a picture of it. You were there. But I've seen a picture of their place, like a lot of other places. And I've talked about this before. It's like all these places that are trying to do outside comedy, they put it underneath a tent. So it kind of defeats the purpose of outside comedy. And the governor's picture that I saw actually looked like it had walls, too. I'm like, okay, just because you're not in the building, you're still kind of inside for the purposes of COVID-19. I was talking to some places today about doing some outside comedy. And like, oh, we have a tent. I'm like, no, I don't want to do the tent. Forget about the tent. Open air. If it rains, we'll do a rain date. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not taking these chances. I know people. Here's how crazy comedy is. Here's how crazy comedy is. So a pal of mine put together an outside show at a strip club. So there were strippers outside under like a tent, and there was no guarantee of money. And comics are fucking begging to do the show. Somebody who's been a thorn in Joe's side on and off over the years, who he knew very well, who's kind of a little high maintenance and a pain in the ass, she was like begging to do the show. And I'm like, wow, I'm the only comic with dignity left. I'm like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to pass on that. Like, there's a part of me that's, like, jealous. Like, I want to perform, too. But I don't want to perform outside with strippers running around underneath a tent for free risking COVID-19. It's just not worth it to me. It's like, at what point do you go, you know what? I'm going to ride this shit out. I'll do an outside comedy show. And that used to be something comics avoided. Oh, you want to do an outside show in the summer? Well, here's one reason you shouldn't do it. Here's another and another and another. Now comics are running to do this shit for free. And I'm like, nay, 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 nay. I will pass on that unless there's some. And listen, I'm bringing my own microphone. We're social distancing. I don't want that shit underneath a tent. And I don't want to do it with C-level strippers running around. There is nothing appealing about that. My buddy actually made a joke while he was on stage there. He goes, wow. He's like, if you put a body part from all these strippers together, you might come up with a six.
Oh! Oh my God! He said that they could hear?
Yes! And here's the thing. He's like, listen, man, I'm going to be doing it every Saturday. You're welcome to come down whenever you want. And as much as I want to get on stage, no, no. I'm like one of the only comics with any shred of dignity left. I'm like, no, this is the shit you had to do when you started because you had to get stage time. And now you want me to do the shit that I put in the rearview mirror years ago and risk getting a fucking virus and passing it on to people? No, I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm like, you know. Listen, I'm glad some people are working, and I'm jealous, and I'm a little jealous when I see it's like, how come nobody's asking me? I want to go back to work. But the circus, and I'm not trying to be a diva about this shit. I'm like, no, I'm not like saying no green M&Ms. I just want this shit to be safe and not maybe have some fucking C-level skanks running around while I'm trying to do my god-awful act. Is that too much to ask?
Well, not really, no. I mean, it depends on the kind of setup there. I mean, if you go in there and, you know, you go in there just to do a non-paid spot and you don't know how well, because you see the thing on Facebook or whatever, pictures, and you don't know how well the social distancing in this, you know. And let's say you get to the gig and they're really not social distancing at your comfort level. Now you might want to go. Now you look like a dick. Now they're going, oh, well, we're gonna, you know, we're losing a comic. You're supposed to do 30. What do we do now? You know, so.
Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference between you and I. If there are strippers running around, and it's a strip club, I make the assumption that social distancing will not be practiced. I don't have to check that out. I'm assuming if a bunch of threes are running around trying to shake their ass for tips, they need to get as close as possible, and that's not a scene I need to be at. I do not need to play a strip club off the fucking highway for fucking free and risk COVID-19 and see a bunch of threes running around. I don't need to do that shit. I'll pretend I'm a fucking good father and husband and stay the fuck home.
I'd probably stay. I wouldn't go. You know, I mean, it's just there is a guy that is starting a mic like three nights a week, which I got to check that out because basically I got offered to go up at Governor's, but I didn't. I was wearing shorts and stuff like that. But Jimmy offered, you know, wanted me to go up, and I really, you know, I wouldn't go up even if I was wearing pants because I really have to sit down with all my I really don't know where to start or where to end, you know, right now. And I was watching where everybody else, and everybody was doing their standard set, you know. So I'm not ready yet. But so I might go to these mics just to see how, you know, just to get up and do 10 and just to get a beginning and an ending to my set. And I got to see how they're running it there. But, you know, they're running it cautiously. I mean, they were taking very good precautions at Governor's.
Would you bring your own microphone?
Well, what they're doing is they were goofing around because they call it the condom. Every comic had a little thing to put over the mic, and you got one, and you had to put it over the mic.
Oh, that's good.
You had to remove it when your set was done. Yeah, James is taking every precaution to try to make this work. You know, and to tell you the truth, a lot of people, a lot of workplaces, my day program is going to extensive lengths to go by the CDC rules, and we had a whole bunch of lists and guidances. We got some people coming in, two people coming in from home at the beginning of next week, and we have all these guidances. There's a department that you have to wear a mask if somebody's in there, which I don't have a problem with. You know, whatever they asked, they were very, very good to us and still are through this whole thing. They kept working. So if they have a whole bunch of rules and stuff, I have absolutely no problem at all following them because, you know what, they could have let us go. The bank was, you know, the bank of the accountant was saying to lay people off. They said, absolutely not. We're keeping people on. So, you know, I feel like I owe it to them. If they have all these rules and regulations due to the COVID, we're, you know, not a problem, man, not a problem at all.
Well, there needs to be more of that. Here's the reason we're fucked. Because not enough people listened. And then they stopped doing the press conferences, and we got a maniac running around who's leading the country who can't even follow the guidelines that he set forth in the beginning of this shit. So now you got a bunch of fucking people pretending that this isn't real. It's just, and you know what? And to paraphrase a wrestler, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is a wrestler in the WWE. If you're right, and all this research that you have done is correct, and this whole COVID-19 is a hoax, and you wear a mask, the worst thing that happens is you wore a mask for no reason. However, if the people that believe science are right and you wore a mask, you potentially protected other people and you got protected yourself from being ill, whether you died or you got sick or there was no symptoms. So you really have nothing to lose. That's really what we're weighing here. That's really, oh, this is some hoax. This is some deep state stuff, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but what if it's not? What if it's not? How about you put on the fucking mask, you jackass, you? Surgeons wear masks. the fact that, and listen, man, we talked about this a couple of months ago, and, you know, Joe said, well, we'll see what happens. You know, never seen this, blah, blah, blah. Well, now we have all these other countries that had extremely high rates, and they have flattened the curve. We do not. We are keeping the company with Russia and Brazil. You know who can go to Europe? Not us. Algeria, Rwanda, Serbia. Rwanda has handled COVID-19 better than us. Rwanda had a movie that starred Don Cheadle in it. Damn good movie. So we have fucked up, and I told you we would. I said I don't want to be right about this shit, but I've been saying it every week, and I don't want to go into the whole thing about it, but I'm saying every week, I go, this is not about feeling. I go, we're too lazy. We're like, oh, we're bored of this. I don't want to wear a mask anymore. I don't want to I don't want to stay in. You know who doesn't give a shit about your feelings? COVID-19 doesn't give a shit about your feelings. Suck it up, buttercup. Get your delivery. Watch your Netflix and fucking chill if you can. If you have to go to work, do that shit. But we'd all be outside right now. We'd all be living a better life in all these states if everybody just wore the goddamn mask. That's why we're getting shit. And the reason why New Jersey shut down the restaurants is because New Jersey was going to open up indoor dining. And I feel awful for those restaurants because they were preparing for it. They made the change. Yeah. They spent the money inside their restaurants to make the changes. They ordered the food ready to go. But you know what? Because we're too fucking stupid as a people, you give us just a little taste, and you saw it all over the country. You give us a little taste. All of a sudden, oh, wow, there's booze? All right, let's pack in together. Let's not social distance. Let's not wear a mask. And we see the rates skyrocket because we're just too lazy. And it pains me to say this. This shit is so easy. All we were asked to do was the bare minimum. The bare minimum. Stay in your comfortable home. If you have to go out, wear a mask. That's all. We didn't have to give blood. We didn't have to donate our firstborn. We didn't have to roll a boulder up a hill. We didn't have to take experimental drugs. Stay home. Order Chinese. And if you have to go out, wear a mask. And America said, nay, nay, that is a little too much for us to do, because I know it says no shirt, no shoes, no service, but it doesn't say no mask on that sign, so fuck you.
Well, it depends. It depends on the part of the country. It depends on the state and their take on that. I mean, in New York and New Jersey, we've been ground zero for that stuff. You also got to remember, we're a country that is used to our freedom. We took it pretty well for 3 months. You know, as the weather got warm, we figured, all right, let's give it a shot. Some people are not using their head. And now we're at a point where, all right, we might want to step it back a little bit. You
right.
Know?
We got to stop with this freedom thing. Yes, we have freedoms, but in society, we have choices. You know what you can't do? You can't drive without a seatbelt. You can't do that shit. You know what else you can't do? You can't drink and drive. You're not allowed to do that shit. You know what else you can't do? You can't do 45 in a fucking school zone during hours. Hey, but I want to do 55. Fuck them kids. They're quick. They're springy. They should be fine if I happen to clip one. I don't have that freedom, and I know this because I've gotten tickets.
Like I said, you know, you got it's state by state the way, you know.
But it shouldn't be, Joe. It shouldn't be. We've seen the experiment. It has failed miserably.
Well, especially when Cuomo, when Trump was trying to be, you know, doing a little outreach, and Cuomo turned around and go, no, the governors make the call, not you.
No, you got that wrong. You got that wrong. The president said that first. Then Cuomo said, okay. Then Trump wanted it back. Listen, all President Trump has to do today, make an executive order. If you go outside and you cannot social distance, you have to wear a mask. That's all he has to do. The bare minimum. Make that executive order. Take it away from the governors. Take it away from the mayors. Just knock it off. Go, listen, this is where we are with this.
Can he do that?
Yes, he has the power to do that. Yes, he does.
Apparently Cuomo says he doesn't.
No, he never said that. He never said he does not have the power. We were waiting. The whole country. The people who follow science. And you. Maybe. We're waiting for that. This shit would have been so much easier if when Donald Trump gave his first little press conference from the Oval Office, which he had to walk back half the shit 3 minutes later, if he would have just said, this is a state of emergency, I'm a wartime president. He loves saying that shit. And because we're a wartime president, we have the invisible enemy from China. Because if he would have said that and go, listen, you all have to wear masks. I don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask. But we're doing it for each other because we're all in this together. If he just would have said that, we would be probably, well, definitely we'd be better off, but we'd probably be like countries like Canada and England and Italy and Iran and all the other places that got their asses kicked but did the bare minimum. Did the bare minimum, and now they can do things. And I knew this was going to happen, and I didn't want it to happen. And it just fucking pisses me off, because like I said, I really believe this, guys. Enjoy your freedom now. Enjoy going out now, because this shit isn't going to die in the heatless summer like we were told. Bullshit! And really, nobody, some people believe that, but there was no reason to believe that. Enjoy your freedoms now, because
Well, there was. There was a reason to. I mean, everything has been, you know, an uncertain thing. And apparently going into July, it looks like that might not be the case. So basically what should be done is everybody should be wearing a mask. They should relook, you know, and look at maybe curtailing indoor dining, keep the spacing on the outdoor dining. And because basically going into the fall, you know, we want to be kind of in a better spot than we are now. But with that being said, there's also other things that you have to, you know, you need to look at. Of the people that are being infected, what's the recovery rate? If the recovery rate is at a very good percentage, it almost puts it down in a flu-like level, where if the comparison is being made to the flu, how many people are getting to the flu, and, you know, why we weren't shutting things down at the flu. How many people, what's the percentage of people dying? The percentage of people dying from the COVID at this juncture is something to take a look at.
But you're forgetting one important thing, which has not been discussed enough. Once in a while, the doctors say it. But even a lot of people, even if they recover, even if they live, If they beat the worst of COVID-19, they are having, at this point, life-altering side effects. Some of them. Now, some people never know it, and some people recover fine. But there are plenty of people who are not dead, who still are weak, still have shortness of breath. They've had damage to their heart, internal organs, and everything. And, you know, we got to stop with the flu shit. First of all, the flu, there's a vaccine. There's never been a vaccine for the coronavirus. Second of all, don't give me the flu numbers. We got 129,000. I'm sorry, I haven't checked the numbers today. Dead in February, March, April, May, June. In 5 months. 5 months. So say it's 1% of the... Say we get to 1% of the population that dies. And I really don't think it'll be that high, to be honest with you. But if 1% of the population of 300 million... And actually, we have 338 million in this country. But say it's 1 out of 300 million. 1%. Say that, because that's about the kill rate. We lost a million people to this fucking virus because we wouldn't wear a mask? Are you shitting me? A million grandmas, mothers, fathers, policemen, doctors, nurses, lawyers, a million people that contribute to your society, grocery workers, because we couldn't wear a mask? Because we couldn't wear a mask? Are you fucking kidding me? It's the most absurd thing. Think about what we're talking about, Joe. If you're right with the 1%, and you might be, I do think the mortality rate is going to go down, and I think they're finding that. But that's still 1 million people in a year. What? Who would sign up for that?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, that's the 1% of the population. Also, the people that you brought up with the side effects, it sounds like those people would have a pre-existing condition.
No, it's not just people with pre-existing. Listen, yes, the people with pre-existing conditions are certainly more susceptible, and there's a lot of pre-existing conditions. But there are a lot of cases, and I don't know the percentage, but there is a lot of cases of young people, people that had no pre-existing conditions. I was just, last week I was watching the news, there was a woman in her mid-30s from Teaneck, New Jersey, near where Pip and I grew up, and she got it in the beginning of March, and she still hasn't recovered. So, and now listen, these are just stories, these are just individual cases. But we need to stop comparing it to the flu. The deniers are denying that this is not the fucking flu. This is something different. And yes, and stop with some conspiracy. And I've talked about this before, that it's to get this political agenda or that political agenda. No, we've seen this shit before. It's not unusual for a bacteria, a virus, a rodent, a flying rodent, to spread something that wipes out population. We had the bubonic plague. We had the flu of 1918. This shit happens. And we know it's bad. So let's do the best we can do. But we don't do that. And listen, most of the people by this time who are listening to this show, they kind of fucking get it. I kind of feel like, yeah. I kind of feel like I've chased out most of the deniers. But if I haven't, just don't even believe me. You don't have to believe me. But what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong and the cost is just wearing a stupid mask? Is that really too much? I would do, you know what? If you told me I have to wear a mask for a year, but there are 10 people who I do not know, 10 people who I do not know, I know nothing about them, but I can save those 10 people, and all I have to do is wear a mask for a year, yeah, I'll fucking wear the mask for the year. I'm the asshole. It's okay. And I mean, really, I mean, so, and you, we call ourselves the best. What happens if when we were attacked after 9/11, you know what we fucking sacrificed? Not the military. You know what we sacrificed? Go shopping. That's America's war effort. Our past two major wars have been go shopping and stay at home. That's been the two fight. One of them we did well. We were good at the shopping. The staying at home, too much to fucking ask. There's shit I gotta do. People need to see me. And look at all this. This is way too pretty to cover up. You need to see all this. You need to see my fucking yam. I don't want to deprive the public of all this beauty. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, like I said, well, at least in New York and New Jersey, basically, you know, going out and wearing a mask is not that big of a deal breaker. I mean, it's kind of, we've been kind of conditioned to it.
Yes.
In other parts of the country, which I hope would happen is people are starting to see that, you know, the cases are escalating and realize that they really need to wear a mask. And we need to maybe shut down for a little bit more and try to get this out.
All right, a couple things. First of all, here's the deal. New York and New Jersey, we were the fucking experiment. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, we were the experiment. We got hit first. So that's why mistakes were made. You know what we got right? The mass shit. The rest of the country saw this shit. Then they're like, oh, it must be just a new Northeast thing. We don't have to worry about it. Fuck you! You do! You do! The COVID-19 doesn't hate the Yankees and Mets. It fucking hates everybody. You saw what happened. You saw us crush the curve by social distancing, staying inside, wearing the mask, and you didn't give a shit. You were a little too smug. And we had this conversation. And, you know, you said, well, they're in other parts of the country. They don't understand. And that's why I said, that's why the president needs to just fucking tell everybody so it's not left to chance. We would be so far ahead of this stuff, and now people are like, well, we might not be able to open up the schools. Yeah, because we fucked up. Because we fucked up. We, all three of us, and our brethren, left, right, center in this area, we fucking sacrificed since mid-March to right now. We stayed inside. We didn't go to movies. We didn't eat inside. We wore a mask. We fucking made the sacrifice. We paid the price. So we got our curve down, and a lot of the other parts of the country couldn't be bothered. So now they're fucking dealing with it now because they're stupid. Because they're fucking stupid, and they don't have leadership. And you know what? Listen, people bust Cuomo. That's fine. I was never anti-Cuomo or pro-Cuomo before this shit. I never really paid attention to Cuomo, to be honest with you. And shame on me. I pay attention to politics. I should pay attention to the state governor. But I never did. Shame on me. I own that. But he's been good. You know why? Because he follows the fucking science. And yeah, him and Trump clashed. And sometimes they were on the same side. And sometimes Trump didn't do right by New York. And a lot of times Trump did do right by New York. And the same thing with New Jersey. Together, New York, New Jersey, Donald Trump, they kind of got this shit right. There were some errors along the way. Together, they got this shit right. The difference now is the president got tired of it. The president's like, I want to move on to the next thing. And a lot of these jackasses in these other states, they can't fucking listen. We needed this president to be on this shit like a blonde that's not his wife. That's how we needed this president to be on it. We need him to stick that dick in COVID-19's ass. That's what the country needed. What? That's his thing. I'm talking about what he likes. It was either that or golf. It was either that or golf. Those are his things. He likes big busty blondes and he likes golf. I went with the big busty blondes. Maybe not the best analogy, but you got the point. We needed him to stay on COVID-19. Well, every day, COVID-19 is another fucking blonde bimbo. That's what we needed him to do. Every day, wakes up fresh and invigorated. I'm going to fuck this shit out of this big blonde bimbo called COVID-19, and it's a different one. That's what we needed him to do. But no, he treated COVID-19 like it was his wife. And after a little while, he goes, I'm kind of tired of this. I've had enough. Time to tweet. And now we see what's happening.
Always time to tweet.
Well, there's always time to tweet. I can imagine him getting a blowjob. Excuse me, can you lower your head? I need to use your head. I'm tweeting something now.
He's fucking, I had an idea.
He fucking tweets more. He fucking tweets more than Tweety Bird.
I'm just waiting for what the governors of the states do.
Oh, it's getting locked down, bro. I'm telling you. We're getting locked down. That's what I'm saying. Enjoy all this shit now. And I'm serious, man. I don't want us to get locked down. And, you know, people are pissed off at Murphy because he closed down the restaurants before they opened. And I get that. But he's right. He's right. Because as Americans, we've shown we can't be trusted to be responsible because we're a bunch of goddamn toddlers that just want to do what feels good. The only thing we were asked to do was wear a mask and social distance, and we said no.
I want you to clarify something. You mentioned Governor Murphy. Now, when you say that, is your statement for the people in the tri-state area, or is your statement for the rest of the country?
As far as what? I'm not understanding.
Well, you mentioned that Governor Murphy is shutting down the restaurants again,
mm-hmm.
and so on and forth because we couldn't wear a mask. We couldn't do. We couldn't trust ourselves. Now, I'm not being combative. I'm just being curious.
When I say that, I mean I saw some things in New Jersey, but I really think Governor Murphy looked around at the other states and saw when we had freedom, if you want to talk about it like this, and the overlords are taking our freedom, whatever the case was, when Americans were left to their own devices, too often they made poor decisions. And
now, are you talking about the tri-state? And
I think overall, in part because we were hit so early with it, most people in our area have gotten it right, although I see a lot of people bitching on social media. Fine, bitch all you want, you little pussies. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, I bitch on social media. Like, the reason I brought that up is because basically I see a majority, in my travels, 99.9% of everybody is wearing a mask.
No, yeah.
You see a couple of assholes.
Yeah.
There was one I was in the dollar store 2 weeks ago, and there was a guy in there, and a woman called him out about it. And I'm like, if this guy doesn't want a mask, I want this guy out of the store. You know?
Well, Joe, and I've given you credit the whole way on this. You're one of the few Trumpsters that has been right with this for the most part. You're one of the few. You have stood up, and I always give you credit where it's due. I try to anyway. You have stood apart. Let me ask your opinion on this. We talked about the Tulsa rally last week, and then it comes out. There's this video footage. So the arena put stickers in the seats that said, please don't sit here. We want to socially distance. The Trump campaign, before the rally, took those stickers off. So nobody saw that. So the public did not see the stickers. What say you?
Well, they were wrong to do that.
Who was wrong?
To do that. You know, I mean, what are you going to say? They were wrong to
the Trump campaign.
Yeah, the Trump campaign. And looking at that, the reason, and I'm saying it's wrong, so don't keep your fangs in your mouth, okay?
I will not.
The reason they probably did that is, you know, you're talking about campaign people. They probably figured, well, if we did that, now we get people closer in, which is wrong to do. They found out painfully that they have to, you know, doing the rallies, they're going to have to change the strategy on doing the rallies. The rallies are not going to work. Or they're going to have something in a small place where he can go over Fox or something like that and reach out that way. But the rallies do not look
well, Joe, that has been your suggestion, which you said last week, which we agreed with. That has not been the president's thus far, because a couple days later, we wanted to see what was happening in Arizona. We talked about that event he had at the church. 3,000 kids packed in, nice and tight, not wearing masks. This Sunday, Vice President Pence, who now wants to wear a mask all of a sudden, is attending some church event in Texas where you have 100 people choir, shoulder to shoulder, singing without a mask. So they haven't learned anything. They don't give a shit. And that's what I've been saying. They don't give a shit. They know better. They know better. They don't care. They don't. And listen, people are going to die. And it is what it is, I guess, but I fucking care.
Well, what their problem is that they're trying to buy into the masses, their base that feels like this is all a hoax or whatever. It's a very bad optic, and they need to change their strategy on that.
Joe, they feel it's a hoax because Donald Trump has been saying it. That Donald Trump has been undermining it. If Donald Trump would have come out and said, I'm going to wear a mask, buy your MAGA mask, everybody be wearing MAGA masks. Wear your goddamn... They sell MAGA masks. They have on the website, you can buy a MAGA mask. You can buy a Trump-Pence 2020 mask. Good. Sell the fuck out of them. I don't give a shit. Just wear a mask. That's what he should be doing. He wears the goddamn hat, which looks stupid on his head. It clashes with him. The hat's red. His face is orange. It clashes. It's very ugly. Wear the fucking mask. wear a black Trump 2020 mask, bright white, when you're fucking walking out to the helicopter, when the media's up in your face, ask them to move back. That's what you do. That's how you set an example. But he has said it makes him seem weak. No, you're weak because you're a pussy. You're not weak because you're a mask. You're a fucking five-time draft dodger. That's why you're weak. The mask has nothing to do with your weakness. It's ridiculous. And listen, I'm not putting you in this because, like I said, you've been on point with the mask. But you see it. I don't want to wear a mask. I'm weak. A goddamn surgeon wears a mask. If you're going into fucking surgery, you're going to go to the surgeon. Excuse me. I know you're doing quintuple bypass, but I don't want a pussy operating on me. I insist to everybody who operates on me, take off the mask. I insist no pussies are operating on me. If you're on a jet plane and you're going down and the mask drop from the sky, you go, fuck that. I don't want any of that liberal snowflake pussy communist air. I'm going to fucking die because I'm not going out with a goddamn mask.
Well, yeah, you get some of these people that I'm not wearing a mask because I'm a Republican, and it you can't be that stupid.
Yes, you can. Apparently you can, Joe.
Well, I guess then it's sitting in the herd, you know? I, what do I, look, I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again. I don't think Biden could run a Kool-Aid stand. They got him keeping in the bunker. However, the biggest opponent against Trump is Trump. And you know what? I'll support him. I'll vote him. But, you know, you got to sit there and watch him run around and shoot himself in the foot. You know, what can you do? So he's got to really go over a strategy.
Joe,
be more endearing to the situation.
Joe,
that have been.
He retweeted a tweet where you clearly heard a Trump supporter say not once but twice, "White power." I mean, shooting himself in the foot. He's shooting himself in the goddamn temple. JFK had more fucking brains left than this guy does. I mean, really?
Oh, damn.
What? Am I wrong? Too much? No?
No. It's just too soon.
We've always said on this show, Nazis bad. As if you're a politician, as long as you say Nazis bad, you're going to be in the right. But he retweets white power, and then he says, oh, I didn't hear. It was 8 seconds in, motherfucker. It was 8 seconds in. You heard it.
He said he was on the golf course, and he wasn't by his phone.
Oh, it was a magical tweet?
I didn't say I'm buying it.
By his phone when he tweeted on his phone.
China came in. China came in first. They made me do a weird dance on TikTok.
I'm not defending it. You know, what do you want to, you know, I heard the clip yesterday morning and I'm like, oh boy.
Shaking your head.
But that's what I'm saying, Joe.
God, and now I gotta yell at that fanged bastard all night about it.
But I'm not
this
a child.
Great.
Right. And like I said, I heard that and I'm like, oh Christ, Tuesday's gonna hurt.
But Joe, and then it comes out, that he was briefed, and we know he was briefed because we fucking told Britain that Russia is paying the Taliban to put a hit on our soldiers, and he's not even talking about we're going to get to the bottom of this, I don't like leaks, at what point do you, who's a semi-rational human being, go, all right, enough, I'll write somebody in, I'll write Justin Amashian, who's running in as a libertarian, I can't support this anymore. I mean, it's just one thing after another, where if you weren't all in, you go, this guy's an asshole. If it was Hillary Clinton, and we were in opposite points, you'd be reading me the Riot Act. You'd be going, really, you're going to support Hillary tweeting out white power? Well, you know, it was Twitter, it's not like she put it on Facebook. I mean, that's what the argument would be.
I mean, I was sticking with that. I mean, wanna go?
and if we had the opposite, you know, Hillary's running for 2020 and she takes off the stickers. Yeah, Joe, but to be fair, the stickers weren't very attractive.
Do you wanna know something? With everything going on, COVID, Trump, Biden, the Black Lives Matter thing, the riots and stuff like that, we are in such bizarro world. Do you realize a couple of months ago we found that we might have extraterrestrials and shit is so fucked up. Like, oh, okay. You know the Air Force, the fucking Air Force came out in April saying we have something that we think is actually extraterrestrial, and the country we're all so fucked up. We're like, that's nice. Really.
Well, Joe, to play devil's advocate. There you go, Pip's ready. To play devil's advocate, Donald Trump is playing a 50-step ahead of Parcheesi, and he's making our country so unlivable that when the aliens come, they won't want to come here. He is protecting us from the aliens. That's how wise Donald Trump is.
Our planet is a lock the doors and drive quickly through space.
We're the bad fucking part of the town. We're the bad neighborhood now.
Yes,
let me tell you something. If that ship landed and opened the door, I'd jump in like a stray dog. I don't know where the fuck you're taking me. Just go. I don't give a shit. I'll buy gas. Here's $20 for gas. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Anal probe. I thought
you people with you. Well, I'm sorry. What?
I said anal probe. I thought you'd never ask. That's a small price to pay.
There's enough people thinking that the aliens might come and save them from our planet that people were seen running towards the tractor beam. It was fireworks. No. It's like, take me up. Pull me up.
I'll tell you what, it could be Darth Vader coming out of that fucking spaceship. I'd run to it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's not such a bad guy. I like the cape. Let's go.
I like the sexy voice.
Hey, boys, you know what my favorite song is? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm coming. One of my favorite songs.
Wow.
It is very crazy that we have become the planet that nobody wants to come to. As a matter of fact, I just read this morning that now some countries are having trouble with locusts. No shit.
God is telling us he's had enough. God is saying, I've had enough of your shit. It's time to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? God is old now. You know, when God was a younger man, he was, he's just flames and all that shit. But now he's like, your boss that you worked for years, and he's like semi-retired, and he doesn't yell at shit anymore, you know? But he still is the boss and might have something done, you know?
So you know what I heard from some of these evangelicals and some of these very religious right when Donald Trump Donald Trump was like the second coming. That's what he said. Donald, like, the really religious people believe that God sent Donald Trump, and I didn't believe them, but they were fucking right. That God sent Donald Trump to smite us all. He's had enough. God has had enough with us horsing around and ruining shit.
Flooding is so biblical. You know, now we're in 2020. Let's send in a new 2016. Something new.
Flooding is so 9 BC.
God's like 40 years ago, I gave you guys acid rain. Rain that burns through shit. And you didn't get the hint? You didn't smarten up? What more do I have to do? I made things very hot. There's fires all over the place. God forbid you live in a mobile home. I've been giving you hint after hint, telling you knock it off, you human beings. But you don't listen to me. So now I have to send Donald Trump? Enough of this.
Yeah, you gotta step it up.
I was going to slam a meteoroid into you guys like I did with the dinosaurs. But you saw Armageddon, and now you'll get Bruce Willis, and he'll fix that. So that's no fun. You wind out of my sails on that. I got to think, honest, I am God. Don't forget. I got shit up my sleeve or my robe. But, don't forget.
Now, remember, Donald Trump said he's never asked God for forgiveness, and a lot of people were upset. Now we know why. He's doing the Lord's work. I was wrong. You know, how can you say God sent Donald Trump? Donald Trump's horrible. Nay, nay. Donald Trump is just following his destiny, and he is fucking amazing at it.
Isolate that.
Yeah, really. You'll never hear that again, Joe. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the bask in the glow.
just enough. Just get me out of here. It's just so bad. And you know how I hate stupid. You know how I hate stupid. And I just feel like I'm tired.
Your personal feelings about me should not be on the show.
Well, they usually are, but I was not referring to you. I knew you would take it that way.
But we've changed all that.
Listen, when it comes to being on the side of science with COVID-19, for the most part, we haven't agreed on everything, but for the most part, you've been head and shoulders above your Trumpster peers.
My whole thing, and like I said, it was the stance that I had back in April and May, we have to see, and there'll be a tipping point where we have to give it a shot. We did. We have to pull it back now. You know? I mean, you know, and we move forward and try to flatten the curve, you know, especially going into the, you know, and this year is, thank Christ, has been going pretty quick. So the
you think? September- you think? No! No!
No!
This year cannot end soon enough. We lost Carl Reiner today. Enough! He was only 98. What more do you have to take from us, Lord?
Yeah, right.
That was really actually sad. Like, you know, not only are we getting all these bad, bad things, but, like, one of the forces for good, like, a major, major comedic talent taken. It's like, oh, okay, so now not only are you sending the bad, but you're sucking out the good, too.
So,
coming from both ends.
So let's recap. Carl Reiner, who's always been a mensch and a good human being and has been delivering great comedy for years, taken from us. Louis C.K., who made people who work for him look at him jerk off, he got to do a fucking tour. That's where 2020 is this year. We get the guy who made subordinates watch him jerk off. He gets to still have a career, but Carl Reiner 2020 said, that's enough of that.
But thinking about that generation, you know, back to what we were talking about, people, it's too much to wear a mask. You think about during World War II, how everybody, you know, not only in this country, but, you know, like in England and other allies, they had to ration. And, you know, women who were formerly, you know, I mean, we sent people out for, you know, to die, to fight the wars. Women who were at home taking care of the kids in the house went to work. People gave up metal so that they could be made into bullets. I mean, the people bought war bonds, you know, and you know, they were advertised and they willingly gave to the war effort. This is a war for all of us. We have a common enemy in this virus, and we couldn't pull it together to save other people's lives. But, you know, we don't need sugar. We don't need, you know, meat every day. You know, that was fine. Everybody pulled it together and pulled that shit off. But it's like the COVID? No, can't be bothered. Unless it has a tiny little mustache on it, we don't know what to do. People didn't bother.
Well, the whole thing is you gotta remember, we were at the epicenter of this.
And
we have been dealing with this at the epicenter of since March, beginning of March. Okay, and our part of the country has had a sense of urgency that the rest of the country did not. Now, I'm not saying it was wrong not for the rest of the country to have a sense of urgency, but just is human nature. If it's not really hitting your area as prevalent, you're not going to take it as seriously as somebody where it is. Now, those parts of the country where they are getting out now, and now that they're starting to get sick, now they're starting to take it seriously. So it's, you know, it's a human nature thing as well. I think that we see it through a different lens due to where we are, where we take it seriously, damn seriously.
But that just...
we're at ground zero for this.
This just plays to my point about the lack of leadership. I think you're absolutely correct on human nature. But this plays to my point on a lack of leadership. If we had somebody who was a leader, he'd go, look what happened to Europe. Look what's happening in Europe right now, because it was going on. Look what happened to China. I know you're not feeling it right now in Wyoming. I know I'm asking you to make sacrifices. But if we all get it together, if we all sacrifice and make these and suffer these hardships together, and it's going to be painful, we can come out the other end and not suffer. Our economy won't suffer like these other countries did, and we won't lose people per capita like these other countries did. We are 5% of the population. We have 25% of the COVID-19 cases and 25% of the deaths. So,
right, but it's a fine ideology to have, but if you're in Wyoming or you're in Nebraska or places like that, where it's not that prevalent, you as a politician, and a politician is a politician is a politician. Their job is to keep the populace happy. And if it's not really prevalent there, their factor is, well, I don't really need to take the steps if the steps aren't really that necessary.
But here is the difference.
Because this could cost me an election.
No, well, here's the difference, Joe.
But it's, you know.
Here is the difference. If he would have done what Joe Biden told him to do in January, by the way, Joe Biden wrote an op-ed about this in USA Today that we need to...
I know, cholera is a very bad thing.
Very funny.
You know.
And it is. No, but here's the thing. If Trump would have taken the lead, the liberals would have followed because they believe in science. The Trumpsters would have followed because it's Donald Trump. You can't shake them off Trump's teat, and he knows that. He knows that. If Donald Trump would have, and I've said it before, where people go, oh, he's a victim, and I said, no, it's an opportunity. And now he's seeing what happens, because like he's done his whole life, like I've been saying, if you look at this guy's history and you get past his bluster, he's a goddamn loser. And he was a loser leading us. He had it right there. And like I told you, April 1st, when I called him last year's biggest fool, I said, I hope he leads us. I hope next year I don't have to call him, put him on my fools list. I hope in November it becomes so obvious that Donald Trump led us through this that you go, yeah, how could you vote Joe Biden? That makes no sense. When our backs were against the wall, Donald Trump led us to victory. I said that. You can go back to the April Fool's show. I said that here. I said, I hope he does such a good job by leading us that there's no question. And I don't like his policies, but I hope he makes it such a no-brainer. I said I'm rooting for him to do it. And he failed. And that's never going away. And I've been calling him flailing Trump, and nothing's going to change that now. We're going to open by Easter. No, we're not, you motherfucker, because COVID-19 don't give a shit about your hippity-hop and Jesus Christ coming back 3 days later. He just don't. COVID-19's a nasty son of a bitch. And you know what? Here's the thing. This is not going to be the nastiest virus we're going to deal with. More bad shit's coming. This is not even that bad on the grand scheme of things. We got worse shit coming, but we're too soft. If it's not done by a 3-day weekend, we're not interested.
Well, you know, the whole thing with opening by Easter, he said he would, and you got to hear me out on this whole thing, all right? So just hear me out on this. He didn't say we were going to open up by Easter. He said in Easter we will take a look and see what's happening, okay? With that being said, he could have done more. When he was giving the press conferences, he should have said his piece and then went behind the door and let Pence and Fauci and the rest handle that. He's at a point right now where he really needs to take a lead on this and looking forward, because this is, like I said, this is the tipping point, and he really needs to take a lead on this going in, because basically what it is that the health of the country is going to drive the economy. And he needs to realize that, and he needs to take steps on to flatten the curve across the country to get the economy going.
You're making the argument I made to you 2 months ago when you were arguing about the economy. I said, but if we're not healthy, nobody's going to spend shit, and we're going to have to close things back down. You're making my argument.
But like I said back then, we need to give it a shot and try and see what happens and reevaluate it.
And like I said back then, no, we don't, because we see how it's worked. Thank God. Well, it doesn't matter now.
You've got to understand something. You've got people sitting at home. You've got people losing their livelihoods. You've got people losing their houses. You've got people in depression.
I get it.
Committing suicide. You have to give it at least a shot and evaluate what's going to happen.
No, but Joe, here's the thing. We got to stop giving Americans the choice of either working or losing everything. We found out through COVID-19 that America can print as much money as it can. We found that out because we were Donald Trump already ran up the biggest deficit ever, but we printed money and it was the right thing to do. And we should have just said we're going to keep on printing this money until we beat COVID-19. We flatten that curve. We're going to open up slowly, but nobody's going to lose a house over this. Nobody's going to lose a business in this. We are all in this together. I see what they have done in Europe. We're going to learn from them. We're going to tweak it a little bit because we're Americans and we can't really take that socialist bullshit. We can't do that. We're Americans. We're going to tweak it. But we're not going to make you choose between going to work, going to school, or getting sick. Because we are not,
a couple of things. If you print too much money, it kind of devaluates the dollar. Now, what should
we've already done that. We've done that. We did it like me at a fucking strip club at 18. Well, just fucking spending money. Okay, and I'm fine with it. If I get the lap dance at the end of the night, I spent a lot of money. I'm a happy camper. If Donald Trump spent that money and we got through this shit, I'd be a happy camper. Yeah, we have a huge deficit. Well, we didn't really have a fucking choice. We really didn't have a choice. So take your Tea Party shit and shove it up your ass. Donald Trump was absolutely right. In this case, you had to spend the money to get us through it.
There's a couple of things that could be done or should have been done. Number one, you call the banks and you tell the banks, you remember how we saved your ass about 8 years ago? Well, here's the deal. You're going to do mortgage extensions.
Yep.
You know, where they extend it. There was a gentleman who owned a barbershop, and he opened back up, and he's only doing maybe 14 haircuts a day where he did 28. First thing he gets, his landlord goes, well, here's the back rent for $28,000. You know, there has to be That has to be looked at as well.
And here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to do. You have to float those landlords as well, and you have to be – you have to – the government, and I know libertarians are going to hate this, and I would say Republicans don't, but they don't fucking hate it because they spend money when they're in office. You have to fucking spend money for everyone. Your back is against this wall, and this guy could have made that case because the people that would be normally against that, they're on fucking board. They're on his dick or for whatever he said. And the liberals, well, they've traditionally liked to spend money. So he would have had everybody – he would have had everybody on his side.
Their arm.
What?
With their
arm. Right, but the Republicans like to spend money. If Donald Trump would have said, I don't like this as much as you, I'd love to spend the money on the wall. I'd love to do that. But unfortunately, we have to bail everybody out, and we're going to do it until we get a handle. So you're going to go home. We're going to bonus the essential workers. We are going to float everybody, because when we open up, slowly, because we are going to be in better shape than ever, because there's going to be that demand. But first, we have to take care of the health. We're talking about a generational situation, but you have to trust me on this. Everybody would have fucking gotten online, but he doesn't have the fucking stones for it because he's not a leader. It's been what I've been saying since day one. He proves me right every day. All right, I'll give you the last word, Joe, and then we'll take a break.
That would be the way to do it. He's got a chip. If he is going to do anything to redeem it, he would have to do it now. You know, and the problem is that he's got his advisors. You know, what could he, you know, you can tell him basically the only person that's going to beat Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
Okay. I will leave it there. I will not respond to that. A final last word. It was good. All right. So we're going to take our first break. I thought that was very spirited. We had nothing to talk about coming in. But as usual, fucking COVID-19. I can't wait till we can talk about some other shit. I can't wait till we have a life and we can actually.
The whole damn country. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have interesting things. Get a load of this hell gig. Oh, I went here and this fucking happened. Can you believe this asshole did this to me? We don't have those stories anymore. Now I'm talking about roasting.
Everything is cancelled. I mean, I think I have something in August, which I think is being cancelled, and then April 16th with Adam Ferrara up at Mohegan. See what happens there. But the whole thing about it is that everybody is in the same boat, and in the comedy industry, we all are. Now, I was done. You know, like, there have been people that have been going up at governors, you know, doing the outside thing, but it's just a handful of people. Now, when I was sitting and talking with everybody, you talked to every comic. Every comic's last gig was the weekend of March 14th.
Yep.
That's essentially the consensus is when we all, the last time we all worked.
Yep. Now, yep. You know, and I'll tell you what.
We're going to work again. What are you going
to
do?
Well, Broadway is closed down to 2021. You think we're going back to work before that? I don't.
I don't either.
And I, like I said, this could have been made better. It's not. But all right, I wasn't going to talk about this anymore, so I'm not. So I'm going to take our first break. That's what I'm going to do, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We got slavery. We got Mississippi to talk about. A very interesting story coming out of Tyler, Texas, about an African American student, and really African American. She's from Ghana, who is representing a school named Robert E. Lee, and she does not want to run with their jersey on. I think that's a fascinating story. But on the break, I'm very happy to announce this band. New music from Good Old Mule with Pizzagate Princess. It's a Pizzagate Princess. It's a political song. But the song, it's political, but a song really rocks. So even if you don't agree with the politics, it's really a kick-ass rocking song. Now, Good Old Mule features my pal, comedian Roy Haber. I haven't seen Roy in years, but we did the road together. Very funny comic. He's a former drummer. And now he calls himself some obscure road comic. I don't say that. Who is headed back to his hometown for quarantine, and he forms and fronted a Lexington, Kentucky supergroup made up of decades-long friends and accomplished musicians. Together they write and record a song that pokes fun at folks who entertain Pizzagate and QAnon conspiracy theories. Right up our alley here. They then decide to donate all. They're donating all the proceeds from sales of the songs to multiple organizations that combat, quote, real human trafficking. I don't know. Is there fake human trafficking over there? Red light, green light. I don't know what that means. But the money's going to a good cause. Money's going. So if you want to find out more about them on social media, or you want to buy the song, you go to Good Ole, O-L-E, Good Ole music, goodolmule.com. goodolmule.com. So that's going to be the first song we're going to hear. And also, we have new music from Raymond Rave with Insomnia Dream. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Take our first break. Enjoy the music.